이제 쉐미 버리지 아난드 사브디 반유미 버리시 아나하드 샤브드 바리 반치 두드 वाज्ये पंच शब्द तित कर सुपागे शब्द वाज्ये कला जित करता रे द फिफ्थ पॉडी ऑफ आनंद साहब वॉज अबाउट द सेलेस्टियल म्यूजिक एंड द नेक्स्ट पॉडी महाराज जी सेज साची लिवे बिन देह निमाने महाराज जी कहते कि अनहद शब्द के नाल सुनद्या अपनी लिव लगती है अनहद शब्द सुनद्या अपनी लिव लगती है आप परमात्मा दे नाल जुड़ते हैं तो उदे नाल जुड़न करके आप मन तो फ्री हो जाते मन तो आजाद हो जाते द फिफ्थ पॉडी He made us understand that through listening the Anahad Shabad and becoming and remaining absorbed in listening the Anahad Shabad, we remain with the Divine and hence become liberated from the mind. Liberated from the mind. Free from the mind. No anxiety, no worries, no tension. In the next body, he says that if you have not liberated yourself from the mind, you are at the mercy of your mind. You are at the mercy of your mind, and your mind has no mercy. साची लिवे बिंदे न मानी कहते जे तू लिव नहीं लाई अनहद शब्द नाल ते देह न मानी हुण वो बेचारी उदे हाथ विच कुछ नहीं है हुण वो मन दे हाथ विच आ गए साची लिवे बिन देह न मानी साची लिवे बिन देह निमानी
साची लिवे बिन देह निमानी साची लिवे बिन देह निमानी
योर बॉडी इज There is nothing in the hands of your body now. Previously, your body had become, when you are absorbed in listening, the Anahad Shabad, your body was not in the clutches of your mind. Your mind could not take it anywhere it wanted to. Your body was free of, your body was free, not just you were free, your body was free too. Tumhi ajad san, tera sarir bhi ajad si. Hun, tumhi man de hath vich, te tera sarir bhi man de hath vich. And he says, if you do not remain absorbed in listening the Anahad Shabad, then you fall into the hands of the mind, and now God save you. Because God, mind has no mercy. Now, your mind, neither you have anything in your hands, nor your body, Now, the mind is going to take your body wherever it wants to. Your body now is utterly powerless, Nimani. Utterly powerless, Nimani. Pehla jadon tu anahad shabd sunda si, ye anni takdi si ke innu koi hila nahi sakda si. Hun, innu manne lai firna. Dehne mani leve bajo kya kare ve chariya vichari, powerless, poor. If you are not absorbed in listening to Anad Shabd, then your body is so poor, so powerless. It is in the hands of your mind. It cannot go anywhere where your real self wants it to go. पिछे जो एक ईमेल आई सी कि रियल सेल्फ जो अपन महाराज जी कहते आत्म चिन्ह पाई कि वह किस तरह का होंगे है. देयर वाज एन ईमेल फ्यू डेज अगो दैट द क्वेश्चन वाज दैट बाबा जी कुड यू प्लीज टॉक अबाउट द रियल सेल्फ हाउ डज इट जी आप आत्म चिन्ह पाई बारे विचार करना होर आज सिर्फ फ्लीटिंग रेफरेंस के जदों अपना आ होमे वाला आप नहीं हुंदा ते उदा ना है कि आप अपना दूसरा आप हुंदा पर उत्थे कोई आप नहीं हुंदा. This is very mysterious. Even though Maharaj says, Atam Chinno Pai, that search for your true self. But when you are no more, when you are egoless, and then what you are left is actually no self. There is no self left. There is no other self left, absolutely not. There is no trace of any selflessness. Then there you are just an aura, a presence. That's all. Just an aura, a presence. No real self. There is no self. And that aura, you cannot say, this is my aura. No. That is just aura. That is just presence. Presence of, not your presence. Our presence is only when we are egoistic. That is our presence. When ego is not there, there is no presence left, no presence of the self left. But there another presence comes in, which is so beautiful. That is, it cannot be said that is us or that is you. No, there is no you or self or anything. There is no word for that. So Maharaj Ji calls it Atam Chinno just for the sake of talking about that entity. But in fact, there is no self is left. Jadon aap live puri laggi hundi, te koi home nahi hundi, apne sirf aap us live de vich dubbe hunde haan, kuch apne bare bhi nahi सुरती रह जाती कि मैं हाँ वो जो चीज बचती वो मैं तो नहीं है कुछ भी वो एक औरा है एक हाजरी है किसे ताकत किसे हाजरी दा औरा बस. सो प्लीज डोंट लुक फॉर अनदर मी देर. If we find another me, it would be just this me, this ego. Deh namani live bajjo kya kare vichari. When we are separated from God, when we are no longer absorbed into Him, absorbed into Him, then we are at the mercy of the mind. Sachi live bin deh namani live bajjo, kya kare vichariya. Tud baj samrath koi nahi, kirpa kar banwari. And if I'm separated from God, then nobody else except God can make me reunite with Him. Tud baj samrath koi nahi. Nobody else is capable of making me unite with you except you. Kirpa kar banwariya. O the owner of the universe, please be merciful and unite me with yourself.